Hi guys, it's a brand new episode, a brand new week. This week, Rashida, take me where no. Anyway, it was an educative one. Talked about AI, you don't want to miss that. Talk about Gen Alpha, Rashida's people. Rashida claims every generation except her own. Kindly tune in and listen. Have a good one. Peace out.
Peace out. See you next week. Don't
Happiness.
call me, don't talk to me. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
As always, I am Yilsis Ladu. Hello,
As
guys.
always, I am Yilsis
I'll be recording live from Abuja, Nigeria, before some people will say I've not been seeing the place.
You always give them back to back, like, oh, I'm recording from Abuja. All of a sudden, you are a big girl.
Let them know.
You decided to stop telling them.
I tire. Well, when Nigeria beat you, from the complaint, they already know where this one they she did here. I don't need to say it. Just listen to
No
the
need
episode, you know the location.
for
And
introduction.
another way people will know whether or not I'm in Abuja. If we start the episode and Rashida is all jealousy, if that's the word, she's throwing tantrums, she's saying things that doesn't make sense. That's how you know. Even when I don't say it, I'm not in Abuja. I think that's why I stopped saying it, Regina. You
I
do this
know.
saying by your attitude. Oh, no, my location. No, Allah.
Yosis, how are you doing?
Yes. Alhamdulillah,
Please.
I'm good. I'm you.
I'm
How
fine.
is this summer?
Summer is, I don't even know what's happening in London weather because it's drizzling, there's no sun, it's dark, the sun will come out, it will disappear. I don't know, can't explain to you what's really happening.
The typical London weather.
Typical London weather. Where they used to talk about London weather, I never understood it. But Yosis, let's
Mm-hmm.
talk a bit about photography because, like, you're actively going out, taking photos, meeting different people. If somebody comes to meet
Capturing
you,
moments.
capturing beautiful moments. If somebody comes to meet you and they're like, I want to go into photography, I want you to give us your encounter of what you see on the streets. How do you interact with people? Are the people nice? Are they welcoming? What type of characters do you meet on a daily basis?
Well, wow. It's like you want me to talk the whole episode. See, you've combined so many questions. Can you take it one at a time?
No, I want you to give me the whole package. That's why I asked you so that I won't interrupt
So
you when you're
remind me in
talking.
case I didn't, I forgot
I've
one or two
forgotten what I
questions.
asked you. Me too. Please don't stress
Then
me.
you are not even serious. You don't want to know. You don't want to. Can you imagine? You are not curious enough. So why should I waste my time
Why will you
explaining
wait?
it
But
with
you're not
you?
talking to
Yes.
me. What did I tell you? I said talk to the people that want to come into photography. That's what I said, not
Well,
me.
speaking about photography, first thing is I will ask you, or I would love to have that discussion. What makes you want to photograph people in the first place? Why? Is it because you see pre-wedding pictures everywhere now? Nigeria, there's nothing that they don't snap pictures for now. High school graduation, primary school graduation, secondary school graduation,
I saw that back to
station,
back this year. It
call to
was
that,
woo.
call to nothing. They are calling everything. There is no occasion that they don't want to photograph now. It's good business for photographers. So why do you want to do it? Genuinely, there are people that, oh, is it because you see big weddings? You want to become a wedding photographer and all that. There are portraiture, which is my passion. So you need to ask yourself, why do you want to do it? Because photography is not easy if you want to do it the right way. You see, for the fact that it's not easy and you are doing it for just the money, you are not going to last because you are going to give up. What people see is just the end product, not the time that goes into it, not the stress, the work that goes behind the scenes. Because you can take 500 photos, different things, you now select 10, and maybe people will now see 3, and it's the perfect picture. And you think you just do pa 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 and you get it. Nah, lie. So you need that passion, you need that drive. And in the beginning, don't just say it's because of money. If it's just because of money, The number two thing is, how are you with people? You need to know how to interact with people. At a point, it goes beyond just the pictures. It's your relationship with the people. How comfortable are people with you? Because as a photographer, as a creative generally, but for photographers and makeup artists, you're going into people's personal space, personal intimate space. Nobody can come close to a person that you don't know, like a makeup artist and a photographer. And as I'm saying it, just think about it. Once you hold a camera, you have access to a lot of places, big places that you need ID. A photographer doesn't, once they hang their back camera, they're entering that high and mighty place, they're going in there. So also, how is your interaction and relationship with people? Because there are fantastic photographers out there with phones. If you see pictures that people snap with their phones now, you'll be like, wow. So it goes beyond that. You need to cultivate that relationship with people. How comfortable are they letting you in their space? Whenever they think about photography, it's you that comes to their mind. They are at ease with, they trust you and all that. Very, very important. I think that's the hardest part of it all. Then you wonder why there's this wedding that we shot, I think, December last year. So it's a Maiduguri family. We met this man, given a nickname, Emeritus Rashida. He'll be 72 this year? That's what he told me. When we met, he was drawn to me, and then we started discussing, and he was intrigued, that kind of thing. And I was asking him, how are you fit at this age? He said, no, he's always exercising and all that. Rashida, the girl that is getting married, when her naming ceremony was the photographer. Her elder was the photographer. Yes, every occasion he's there. So even though we were called for the job, him is a permanent feature there. His own must be there. If you think about it, it's the same with our parents. There are some people, even plumbers, electrician, you remember since when you were young, it's the same one that they've been using, so that trust there. Even though they can bring an additional person, but that particular one is there. So you see, I think her sisters, her brothers have got married, he must be there. Then another story that one of my mentors told me was, when they were shooting Babangida's daughter, her wedding, come and see photographers, all the big Abuja photographers were there. Can you turn this way? She was not listening to anybody, but there's one old man. He's the only one that when he tells her turn, she will turn. So they use that moment to capture. Why is it like that? So the trust has been there, has been built. He's the only one that she trusts. So you have to know how to build a relationship with people, to maintain it, to interact with people. It's really, really important. If you are the most talented photographer in this world and you don't know how to keep relationship, how to interact and all that with people, Nahi, I'll ask you that question too. Then don't be in a haste. There are people that have been in this business more than you. Don't be in a rush. You need to be educated. It's not a hobby. You need to distinguish that this is not a hobby. I'm in this for a long run. If you're in a hurry to make money quick, it's a lie. You rise on time and you're going to fall on time. You need to build your skill. You need to create a community of like minds, creative. There are so many things that you don't know. So many things that you don't know. You need to be open to learning, be it from a younger person or older person. But you need that community. You need to be around them. You need to practice. You need to be around photography, whatever, anything, creativity. You need to be around like minds. They sharpen your mind and all that. But what was the other question again, Rashida?
So what type of characters do you meet on set?
So that's for the photographer. Now, talking about people that you're going to meet, you see, that's why I said you need to know how to interact with people. As Nigerians, you know you are going to meet mad people. You must meet mad people. Like, photographers have, I think, some of their experience are similar to makeup artists. So I think I'll be mentioning both. There's this thing with Nigerian people. I think it comes from the belief that anybody that does photography, you're used to 100 naira for photographs that you go, they'll snap and they give you and go. Thank God now things have changed. We have big names for events. You are paying millions and millions pre-wedding, because of the quality they put out there.
Yeah.
And don't forget, number two, photography is very expensive if you want to do it right. Cameras, lenses, and all the equipment that you need, expensive. They are all costly. There's this belief that, just makeup. They don't rate you. Which brings me to how you carry yourself. You need to read. You need to learn. Be able to converse about any topic, even if you cannot talk about it, but know what people are saying.
Yeah.
People love interacting with intelligent people, well-exposed people. Nigerians don't rate photographers. We have to change that. So there are intelligent people, there are well-traveled, exposed people that know, this creative is really hard. These people know what they're doing. This is a real job, like that. So you now meet those ones that don't know. How do you handle them? You have to stand your ground.
Yeah.
You have to be a professional. This is your office. This is your job. It's from you. The way we react, the way you put yourself out there, that's how you're going to be treated. But they are mad people. Sometimes you too, you have to be mad. You have to change for some people. You are going to meet all character of people. Is it event photography? If you're doing events, let's say weddings and whatnot, come and see caterer, because you're a photographer, they want to see you finish on top with you.
Yeah.
If you ask them they employ them and you are being
Yeah.
But all stems down to how you react. You have to be professional about about it, you'll be triggered. But you have to know that, see, everybody cannot be the same. You have to be intelligent, you have to be mature about it and approach every problem or act accordingly to the situation. But you have to know how to handle people. And Nigerians are a different breed of people entirely. So you need to know that too. For example, there's a wedding we went. Usually what they do is, because you've been working, before anybody comes, photographers, videographers, you have to be there at the set because you need pictures before people arrive, when they're arriving, after they arrive and all that. So it's usually a long day. What it's supposed to be is when they're sharing food and everything, the caterer is supposed to know that, okay, this
photographers,
one,
they're
supposed to come, how many photographers, and some don't send you. Hunger go kill you.
Oh God.
Hunger go kill you. I remember one
that's bad,
you know, even swear. I remember one teacher. So the auntie of the bride went to meet him, that go and serve the photographers.
Yeah,
how many are they? She told him. This guy looked at us, so he continued like he didn't hear. The woman went back the second time. Why haven't you served these people?
Yeah,
sorry, ma, I was serving other people. Rashida,
don't the tell third me that time serve we have you to guys.
Ourselves. I don't know. See, finish. So you see, hunger. I think three of us,
if they don't know your face, like the main person, the main photographer, they see all the other people as houseboys or housegirls. That's the way they look at.
Can you imagine? So, funny story. Everybody knows Big H. Big H is a household name, right?
In the photo industry.
Big H, the client will be begging him. Rashida, usually when you are in a team, they will ask somebody that will be in charge. Okay, go and arrange this. There should be food and all that. Big H, during the wedding, there will be a time like two of you go and eat, come back, then the red light, so that at least you won't miss any moment.
Yeah.
Ketara said, no food. They say, He called the, I think, was it the mom or event planner? I don't know who called. It's somebody that was in charge of the whole wedding. That they don't want to give us food, though. Me and my team, we are going out to buy food. Say,
I love it.
They are mad. They all Ketara. Come and see begging. So why do you need to do that? Why must you call? Like, why is the wedding? Everybody is supposed to eat. These are the things that happen. Or after the event, or after you take the family shoot or portrait, whatever. The ones that will be disturbing you, I want you to make me fair. My hips should come out. I don't want my nose to be like this. I don't.
Please stop it.
You become
stop
a plastic surgeon. So see, you meet a lot of characters. So when you're going to photography, you have to ask questions. You have to have a mentor. If I advise you, get
very
somebody
important.
You understand? Somebody that will guide you, somebody that will push you.
Yeah.
You need that. With my little points and explanation, I hope I'll be able to
to convince you to come into photography. That
to convince you and not convince you and not confuse,
not to confuse you. You that photography is an amazing job. Yeah.
Why did you do this to me? I didn't think it was out of nowhere.
No, talking about that, I wanted us to go into, it was a good way for you to start so that we could go into, you have to talk about your own career so that we could go into career that is highly automatable jobs. These are jobs that AI is taking over, artificial intelligence, and it's something that now, with the new generation, with how AI is changing the world, you have to guide your children to the right path because they are the ones growing now. You know, when we were growing up, there were these jobs, and these jobs that they wanted, every parent wanted their child to do, was because it was the jobs that had money at that time. So we had jobs like everybody wanted their children to be lawyers, doctors, you know.
Doctors, engineers.
Engineers. These are the top jobs at that time. Every family that wanted their children to be something, that were focused on their children being something, would want their children to be that job. So there's a list of jobs that they said AI is going to take over, and very soon you won't even need them again. So they are like data entry clerks, telemarketers, they have customer service representative, retail cashiers, basic accounting and bookkeeping, fast food and kitchen prep. Now we have robot AI system that are being used to assemble burgers, assemble meals, and more. You know that we even have robots that serve food, and it has been successful in Asian countries.
Rashida, now wow. Thinking about it is both impressive but more scary.
Because these are jobs that you don't even need to go go to school and read them anymore. You have to divert into something else.
No, you see why being a social media influencer now is a very big,
it's a lucrative job.
God, you know,
we have legal assistants, paralegals, and those guys, you know the job they do. You know what paralegals, what they do? Because when I watched, that was the first time I really saw what their job was. Paralegals, where was the name of that? Suits, where I watched how they go, they source for information. But now with ChatGPT, you can see that it's an easy fix for you to do what paralegals were doing at that time. You see, this one, when I read this one, it pierced my heart. Journalists. Now your child cannot go and read mass communication. Anybody that is going to read mass communication is...
This one will pay Rashida.
No, it pay me. AI2 writes reports, stock market update, not everything, but you should, if you're going into journalism, there are some specific, I don't know, AI is not going to read your news for you, except they put robots to read news, which they can do, thinking about
they can,
it
no?
now. Yeah. So we have graphic designers, financial analysts, radiologists. I used to see this job as a very, very like amazing job. If you tell me you're a radiologist. Mm-hmm. So they said even truck drivers. Can you imagine? Because we have Teslas, then, so we have warehouse workers and even taxi drivers. So they went on to say jobs that you should look at. There are about 40 of them, those ones that AI would take over. So they said like roles that you should look into now. We have writers, art directors, film directors, producers, fashion designers, marketing creative. You see, these were the jobs that people were not really into then. Now, all of a sudden, they are now jobs that these are where you should, because these are things that robots cannot take over. Architects, the creative side of architecture, content creators, and influencers.
I said it now.
Therapists.
You don't need to go to any school for that again.
Yeah. You have therapists and psychologists, social workers, teachers, nurses, counselors, and coaches. Then you have your spiritual leaders, event planners, customer managers. So you have negotiators. So you have medical doctors. You can't take from them. Always need doctors.
They should take it now.
So we have researchers, public health experts, urban planners, AI ethics officers, crisis managers, cybersecurity analysts, judges. The list go on and on. Now, these are jobs that, God, please. This is really hard.
Yeah, but you know, I think, Rashida, for example now, even for photographers, you know, there are so many apps now. You would use anyhow picture and you ask AI, ChatGPT or whatever, a photo, a headshot and color of suit and everything comes on.
I think
what will happen now is the real photography, the real photographers, with time, there will be a tag on everything that is AI.
Yeah.
Because fake news is already on the rise.
Oh, God. You know, you
fake
have to...
photos, yes.
You have to double check things on the internet now.
There will be regulations everywhere. Those things that will be done by real humans will be more expensive. It will be luxury.
Yeah.
It will be a shift. See how they are making everybody addicted to AI. Now, the real thing will be expensive. You cannot afford anyhow photographer because they are putting in the work. These are real people that will have to come and do it. The second thing, drivers. You know, anything that is automated, somebody can control it. From China, somebody is controlling something in Nigeria.
Yeah.
There will be a time whereby, the accident, the malfunctions, the whatever is too much.
But they're perfecting these things as they go by. If there's an error,
don't
the
forget,
next one, they
do you know, I don't know if you are on X much more than me for now, I think. Have you?
Yes, it's just because of your one-week break. You want to say I'm more than...
No, not my 1 week break. If you notice, there's this discussion that's been going on. See, this AI centers is polluting lands because of AI centers. All these ChatGPT and the rest that we're using is affecting wherever they are placed. Like Elon Musk now, there's protests in which state in the US, I can't remember, because of his AI centers is affecting the land there. So imagine if it's everywhere now. I don't think there'll be drawback at a point. You know, everything that is going up, Rashida.
Yeah, there's something,
coming down.
And there's something that is giving already. Something is being taken.
I don't know if you see this, you saw this headline where a robot was given a command to off himself. He refused.
God, please.
I said, is this one is looking like Men in Black?
Yeah, robot movies. Yeah, those movies.
They will start to have a mind of their own. Turning against human beings is going to be wahala. So I just hope that it will not reach to that level where things will start coming back normal. Things are becoming easy, but at what cost? The costs are really, really high, Rashida. Even though things are easier, but the way we are going, see people relating, chatting with AI.
I was about to say that somebody was having she has an AI boyfriend and she's really in love with the AI boyfriend, you know. She's giving it command.
Is that healthy?
In the morning, they will tell you, the AI will tell her, hello, my beauty. And you know, she will pick the voice she wants. You'll say, hello, my beautiful darling.
You create your perfect partner now.
Yeah.
It's scary.
It is scary. You know, when I heard that, creating your perfect partner, I'm like, what? She's really in love with you. It will even help you choose the clothes you wear for the day. You know, the way your boyfriend, at night, it will tell you good night. Time it, it will send you a message on your phone at a particular time.
I think it's a good thing, but we cannot deny the other aspect of it. Too much AI.
Top 10 jobs Gen Alpha want to be when they grow up. Guess.
Influencer has to be there. There's no way social media influencer will not be there.
What part of influencing are you thinking now?
Don't say specifically. But go ahead. Let me hear it said.
So at number 10, Gen Alphas want to be teachers. At number 9,
really?
They want to be musicians.
Oh, wow. I'm impressed.
Yeah, maybe they're teachers in school, you know. At number 9, they want to be musicians. At number 8, they want to be online streamers.
Streaming.
Yes. At number 7, they want to be professional athletes. At number 6, they want to be artists.
I'm impressed too.
At number 5, they want to be entrepreneurs. This one.
Oh, that's good.
Number 4, they want to be app and game developers. At number 3, they want to be doctors or nurses, which is good. At number 2, please guess number 2.
I can't guess, Rashida, because I'm surprised with the list.
TikTok creators.
Of course, it has to be there.
At number 1, they want to be YouTubers.
To me, being a YouTuber, depending on what you are doing there.
Yes, because there are so
YouTube
many
things. YouTube is a free, so many, like, see.
Yes, teachable.
I'm not
things,
one that,
yeah.
We always say this here. It depends on how you're using the social media.
Yeah.
Right? YouTube is a free university. It depends on what you want to do there. Same thing with TikTok and any other social media platform there. I think it depends on exactly what they want to do. Imagine if there's a young boy that is teaching your kids maybe a subject in their class that they don't know. So when they see a young boy, somebody within their age range, their peer, they'll be more interested in it, because you know, peer pressure now, kids want to see somebody like them doing things. Remember when Halle Bailey was cast as Ariel in Little Mermaid? See how, because of representation, see how little black girls were so happy, they couldn't wait for it to come out. Why? Because they saw somebody that looked like them on television being played as a princess and all that. So if your kids see their peer, you know, on be it TikTok or YouTube, it's a good thing to
it's
me based on
thing,
what
they
are doing. Of course, the bad side day, you cannot help with everything in life. There's the good side, there's the bad side. So there's nothing you can do to it. But I'm happy. I've seen teachers and whatnot. To guess everything,
but
I will not call teacher there.
No, but now what I'm seeing with this list is that it's the creative space that everybody is leaning towards now. Most of these jobs on this list are jobs that 5-10 years ago, if you say you wanted to be any of these things, they will look at you as you don't have.
And but 5-10 years ago, how was the influencing thing?
Yeah,
it's only blogs now.
People that started then are the big dogs now in the game. People that didn't listen to the outside noise and they just did it because they loved it. Eventually, it started paying off for them.
I don't think even them knew that it would if
you look at people that have been in the creative space for a long time, when it started, when YouTube started, when TikTok started, if you look at it, they didn't do it as it was something that was going to bring income for them. They did it because they loved it. It was something they enjoyed doing, and then people started following, and people before it was
Rashida,
monetized.
Somebody said something that resounded with me. It came across my FYP. He said, treat social media or influencing as though you're answering a FaceTime call.
What does that mean?
Just be yourself. If you call me on FaceTime now, are we not just talking? So people connect because you're being real and genuine. But when you're overdoing it, getting the right ring light, getting the right atmosphere, you know, it's all performative. And people could tell. He said, treat it like a FaceTime call and you see the difference it will make. So that when you're scrolling and you stop, what kind of videos are they?
I can relate with them. Things I can relate with.
Yeah, something relatable. Somebody sitting, you know, normal living room like yours, you know, not everything. You will stop and okay, what is this one seeing? I'm like, that's a good way to put it. I said,
But I think TikTok is more of a relatable place than Instagram. Instagram is just a place
you don't need to waste your saliva on that. Don't even, why is Zuckerberg going, why is he freaking out? I know he wish, remember he wanted to buy TikTok because everything, if he leave him, he will buy everything. He wants to buy everything. He wanted to buy TikTok now. If you notice, so many changes are happening on Instagram, trying to make the algorithm and everything look like TikTok-ish. Yes, because TikTok, you don't need to know anybody.
The videos you see on TikTok, you will just be like, wow, it's unfiltered, it's relatable. Yeah. Everybody just goes there and I think it's amazing. I think TikTok is a safer place for me because it's not as toxic as Instagram, you get. And what information are you looking for that you won't see? TikTok is a good place to go source for information. And when you're on there, the things you see, the stories people come and tell, I like it. Instagram is full of liars, just bloody liars, packaging up and down. I hope the new generation, at the end of the day, if it's legal and it's bringing in the money, what else do you need?
It's giving them joy.
I asked my son what he wanted to be. It was three career choices. He wanted, he wants to be a surgeon, he wants to be a footballer, and there's three jobs. So I'm like, okay, we're on the right track. At least you're calling jobs that
let him be that footballer. You become the manager.
He mentioned engineer too. I'm like, okay, these are not bad careers. Yeah, so may he be able to achieve one of them. I'm not even mad at any of them
at all.
Ilses, at all. Let's read we're just going to read one street. One good street. Let me see what we have. And we are off. Let's see. I have a good one. This person said, 10 years ago, I met the man I called my husband. When he returned from abroad, we dated for 2 years. And when I got pregnant, he came to see my family. He came to where I lived twice a year. Called me in the morning, afternoon, and at night. Never once gave me a reason to doubt him. He never let me walk. He said I should rest and raise the kids. Why? He placed me on a 3K monthly salary for upkeep. I gave him three beautiful children, a girl and two boys. I was faithful. I was loving. And I thought I was building a future with a man I loved. 6 months ago, he said he wanted to relocate us to Australia. I was overjoyed. He started processing our papers, but later told me my own papers was delayed. My children visas came out and he came to where we lived and took them with him. I kissed them goodbye with hope in my heart, not knowing it was the last time I would hold them as mine. Since that day, he changed, stopped picking my calls, called once in 3 days, and even that felt forced. Then 3 days ago, he called and added another woman to the call. My heart dropped. He said he was sorry, that he has been married for 15 years, that his wife couldn't have children, so he came to where we lived to father his own. And now that he has them, he is fulfilled. He said I should take the house and 10K in our joint account and move on with my life.
What kind of nonsense talk is that?
We allow me to finish, my friend. That he will take care of the kids, but they are staying with him. Full custody. End of story. I ran to my father in tears. My father called him and he confirmed everything. I'm broken. Used, betrayed. My womb gave him what he was missing. And now that he has it, I'm no longer needed. Somebody in the comment section say, that's my sister. It's okay. At least be happy he's taking care of the children. He gave you a house and 10K in your joint account. What else? Just move on. Don't worry. Your children are in good hands.
He's not a human being now.
Your children are in good hands.
A man that didn't carry the children, couldn't live without them, is the mother. It's everything about money.
I saw a lot of that under the comment section. Sometimes I don't go to that comment section so that I will not even
And I'm sure, I'm sure this comment is coming from a man.
Yes, it's another person said that he's a good man. That if it was some other...
That she will not even see the money.
That if
At
it was
least he
another
has
man,
seen money here.
at
What
least
kind of dirty talk is that?
that he's a good man. He still has compassion. That
Well,
she
you see,
just move
Rashida,
on.
I
That she can
told you,
always have
there
another.
is
She can always
nothing.
have other kids.
You see, there is nothing a man would do in this life that he will not have supporters. There's nothing, tell me, mother, nothing. He will have supporters. There's nothing. Was it not a
Seriously.
man that murdered his whole family? No, just last month, or was it in June? One woman was marrying him. He murdered his whole family. So what remains? What do you mean? She's not even scared. If you ask her now, she'll say, my own is different. I'm going to change
Of
him.
course.
More than changer.
Always.
So I'm not even surprised about the comment section. But anyway, is it not children? Ah, yeah, they will show him now. And the woman that they carry other people's children to bring to you. What kind of woman is that one now?
No, you
Would
see,
you
the
ask where
man,
their mother is?
she's desperate now. She already knows she's in with the
Okay,
plan.
oh,
15 years of
okay,
marriage. She
okay.
knew what was going to happen. Yeah.
Thank God is life. You cannot outsmart God. By the time this story will change now, she will beg to locate the mother of the children to return there. What rubbish. Oh God, Rashida. And you know from the story, you know the woman, they are not rich. That's why he's saying take the 10,000 in the account. They are not
He
rich
went
now.
to he learned to look for somebody
Yes,
that he
it's
can easily
usually
manipulate.
yes.
That's why he told her don't work, so that he just said, take, I'll be feeding you. She was so contented, like she didn't even need anything. You see, when somebody is too good to you, there's no fight, there's nothing, there's something, they're always nice. Well, remember the last,
Yeah, he played her now.
yeah, you know, remember
He
last week when we
played
brought the story of the woman that her kids did the DNA?
her. Yeah.
There's nothing that you tell me that that woman wasn't the best mother in the whole wide world, because she knew there was something she was hiding.
Ah,
And it's the same thing
yes.
with this man, because she said he didn't give her any chance to doubt him. He would call
Yeah.
always. He was doing right by her, you know. It was like a perfect, you get a man that will take care of you. Without you, you don't have to work, just take care of the kids. She was happy. She lived for these kids, and he decided to do this to her.
Life is gonna teach you them. That's all I know. And that one
So
is for
what
sure.
advice do you give this lady? Because
Advice. I'm saying on behalf of the woman,
somebody
how can you just
said,
uproot
yeah,
children from their mom just like
because
that?
now I think if it's possible, she should blow up this case. If she blows it up, write to the Australian government and see what if she can go through
Oh,
the
yeah,
court
that's true.
route.
Because this is a system that works. You cannot
Yeah.
just wake up and do rubbish and think
Yeah.
it's going
She
to
needs a good
hold ground.
lawyer, but except somebody is going
Yeah.
to take the case pro bono and just take it their life mission to help her, because that 10K is going to finish at.
It's going to finish you. But you know, the good thing with a system that works, there are instances where after the case, you, the culprit, you pay her legal fees. He's going to pay every penny
That she has spent,
from the
yeah.
even the
She
transport
needs
that
a
she was using to
very,
come for
very
that
good
case.
lawyer.
You will pay.
But
You are going to
now
pay.
it's as if this case is in Africa and Australia. It's going to be, ooh. So who is going to fly her out there? You know, it's going to be a difficult one.
It's going to,
And
like
maybe
you said, they planned it,
they've done their
Rashida.
research, you know. It's not something
Of
that she can really
course.
fight. It's not going to be that easy to fight
But
it.
wasn't it easier to get somebody in Africa?
To marry, that's what they did.
Or you know, even if it's to have people do surrogacy now, Rashida,
Yeah, I
because he
don't
has
know.
10,000 to leave. Don't you think it would be easier to do surrogacy?
I know it, but it was a well-planned thing they did. It felt more natural, you see. Marry this
God, no.
lady for these kids. This is a goal. We want three kids. It was, I just feel it was easier than going through surrogacy.
God, oh. Now this one, Rashida, that you are saying, God, I beg. This is the real God, I beg. Oh.
Yeah, this is it. I'm so sorry she had to go through
Yeah,
that.
I hope she wins this case and get her children back because a mother of
I
the
think
three kids.
they know her and they know the situation at hand.
Of course.
I hope they find her when they are all grown, and I hope she's alive. I hope this doesn't even kill her.
You know, women now.
I'm thinking.
And most importantly, I hope she has a good support system. You know, I always say this one.
Very important.
I hope she has a good support system because
Yep.
it's not easy. It's really sad. I wish her all
Yeah.
the best, Rashida.
I know. I think it's a good way to end this week's podcast. Thank you guys for listening this far. Hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did recording. listening. It's please don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, give us a humble review.
Which one is humble review again?
Let them be
Nigerians
humble.
Are humility.
Let them be humble when they give us. Let them be humble. And you guys, we have an email address. You can send in your dilemmas if you want to share. We'll keep you anonymous. Your
the
stories.
Chill Sisters Podcast.
Let's learn from your story.
At Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
Leave us all our social media handles. It's at the Chill Sisters, both on Instagram and TikTok. We are on YouTube too. Let's hang out together. Coming back every week. We really, really appreciate it. Have a beautiful, lovely, fantastic weekend ahead.